Joshua chapter 16. Well, this is a detailed description of the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh. And it may just seem a load of boring geography to us, but of course it shouldn't have been that to them. They should have taken this for themselves and rejoiced in what they were being given. Now, not only were each tribe given a geographical area to inherit, but it seems that, although it's not specifically recorded, that each family likewise was given a specific geographical area. That's why they were told not to sell their inheritance, but to pass it on within their family. It's why Naboth refused to sell his vineyard to Ahab, because he said, no, this is my inheritance. It was to be an eternal inheritance in that they would pass it on to their children. And there's quite a lot of legislation in the law of Moses about that. The idea was that each family had a specific inheritance. Unfortunately, a lot of the land they didn't take, they weren't that interested in having it. But this is how it is for us too, because the language of inheritance is used in the New Testament about the inheritance that we can have in God's kingdom. And the idea is not that we will all have the same. Sure, we will all have eternal life by God's grace, but we will all inherit something slightly different. In the parable, the Lord talks about one person over five cities, another over two cities, alluding back to these descriptions of the breaking up of the land or the allotment of the land that you have in Joshua. So we have got a personal inheritance. To put it another way, Jesus said that he will give us a stone, and on the stone is a name written that nobody knows apart from you and him. What that shows is that there will be something totally unique about our place in the kingdom. Just as we are each unique, we have a unique genetic history, we have a unique fingerprint, a unique iris in our eye, we're all wired slightly differently. And we have all gone through different life experience, but we will all have our unique place in the kingdom, our unique job, our unique work to do, our unique eternity, as it were, and our unique relationship with Jesus. That's what's so wonderful. That's what we can really look forward to. And as Job says, although when I'm dead, worms will eat my body, yet in my flesh I will see God. At the resurrection of the body, whom I shall see for myself and not another. I think that's what he's getting at, that I will see him in my own way, that him and I will, as it were, have a meeting of our eyes, that we will look at each other's eyes, and no one else could ever enter into that. But unfortunately, as it says here in verse 10, they didn't drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell in the midst of Ephraim to this day and became servants to do forced labor. They didn't get the wonder of it all. They let the Canaanites live there in whole areas. They didn't drive the Canaanites out, even though Joshua had won all the battles. They didn't see the wonder of it all. And we mustn't be like that, because that's how most people are today. You talk to them about the good news of the kingdom, about personal, eternal relationship with Jesus. No, they're more interested in going to the movies tonight. They're more interested in their new car or their hope to buy a new car or whatever.